The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 4-0 overall and host Purdue at noon Eastern time on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thank you. Struck Big Ten play this week, so very excited. It's homecoming here. Look forward to hosting Purdue, and I'll take questions.
Sounds good. We'll take those questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, offensively, how have you guys kept all of your players happy when you've been stocked with talent, a lot of guys heavily recruited, a lot of guys eager to make plays? And is that where chemistry has really come in?
I think we've developed a culture here where we do have good chemistry, and you know, we're going to try and get people the ball or give people opportunities, obviously, as their practice and their play on the field warrants. But I don't think there's any question we have guys that can make plays, and we need to give those guys ample opportunities as we move forward. But everybody gets their shots, so we've been able to just sort of work our way through it, I guess. It's a good problem, I can tell you that.
Coach, as you get into October and into Big Ten play, what are the keys to getting your pass defense to improve on the start of the season so far?
Well, you got to make plays on the ball, you know, in the short end, and you got to tackle better, a little bit better in space. But, you know, that goes on a lot around college football, and, you know, that's the name of the game. Everybody's got players. Well, I think we've played 4 pretty good football teams, different type teams, you know, as we've gone through the schedule. So we come into the Big Ten season now. We're always looking to improve in every area, not just in one specific area, but in every area of a football team we're looking to improve.
Our next question comes from the line of Tom Canavan with Associated Press.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good.
Quick question. If you look at the conference standings, 10 teams either 4-0 or 3-1, 5 teams in the top 25, does this mean the conference is wide open this year, or is it Ohio State and Michigan State and everybody else in another category?
Well, I've never thought of it as – I've always thought that everybody has opportunity in this conference. I think there's outstanding coaching going on in this conference, very innovative. And I also think there's outstanding players. And every football team that is playing in the Big Ten Conference has players that can make plays. That just goes with the scope of recruiting at this level. And I think it speaks well for the conference when you look at it across the country. But, you know, things usually work themselves out as you approach the end of the season. But there's no question October, you start the season, sort of start to define yourself, and then November, it takes on a whole new level.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Tom Ben-Haren with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, I know you guys have seen kind of an uptick in recruiting the past couple of years in terms of interest from various prospects, but I was curious with, you know, the number 2 ranking this year, have you guys seen an even bigger increase this year with the notoriety you've already gained this season? And if so, is there a trend, like is there an interest from a certain group or position or anything that you guys are seeing in terms of, you know, just increased interest?
Well, just like everybody, we recruit to need and then look to fill certain voids on our roster. But I think our record and our success these past number of years, and really over the last 5 years, has put us in a category where, you know, we're sort of one of the haves. And that has transitioned to more media coverage and more games on TV. We played a lot of national TV games last year. And so there's more media exposure, and I think that's attracted other players. And I just think that throughout the Midwest that this is one of the places that you're definitely going to visit out of. If you're going to visit places, you're going to definitely stop at Michigan State and visit and take your time and seriously look at us. So our staff has done a great job recruiting. Our culture and our chemistry here among our players is very, very good. I think people want to be a part of that.
Great. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, just kind of a philosophical question about injuries. In general, what are you comfortable letting the public and the media know in terms of body parts or how long a kid's going to be out of action?
Oh, that's a tough one, I guess, Teddy, because, you know, I go on record here as saying I don't talk about injuries. But I think what we've tried to do is if a guy's out for the season, you know, we let people know that that individual's out for the season. Sometimes it's a sensitive issue because maybe the young man isn't quite ready to have that kind of exposure. On the flip side of things, I think that, you know, young people heal very, very fast. You never know how if a guy's out on Friday or, you know, on Tuesday, is he out on Friday? You know, can he play? Is he suited up? So there's all different levels of injury reports, I feel. So, you know, I just don't talk about him. If a guy can't play on Saturday, then I announce it prior to the game that he won't be playing. That's the way we've approached it here. But everybody seems to always want more relative to injuries, and to me, more is less.
And do you think it's a legitimate strategic advantage? I mean, have you gone into games where you feel you have an edge because the opponent doesn't know your injuries or vice versa?
I think everybody adapts, but I think we've gone into games and said, oh, that guy's not playing. And then you see who's playing in that position. But I think as the game flows, you know, you're playing the game based on situations and based on things of that nature. So I don't know the answer to that question. I just know that some things are better left said in staying in house, and so that's how we've tried to handle it. And I really don't make that big deal about it because things do get out, but it doesn't come out. We don't make statements that may or may not come true. We try and make statements that are fact.
Yep. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from the line of Eugene Evans with College Sports.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, just talk to me about the overall depth of the conference with five teams ranked top 25. You have Indiana, Iowa, undefeated as conference play basically starts up this week.
A lot of depth in this conference. As I said earlier on the conference call here, I think there's outstanding coaching. Everybody's got players. What you've seen in this conference is anybody can win at any given time. So you need to play well, and you need to, you know, understand that and respect that aspect of every football game. But I think obviously it's good for the conference. It's good for the brand, the Big Ten brand across the nation, and it only makes the brand stronger. So I think it's a positive, and things obviously start to sort itself out as you go through October and then November, as I said earlier, sort of defines you.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.